I'm going to actually walk around and I'm going to place some pebbles. And I want you to just look at them. They're actually kind of big pebbles. But these are not very noticeable. More than likely, if you walked in here tonight and you saw them, you probably would just kick them out of the way, or you might just take one, throw it outside. Like, okay, somebody had a rock in their shoe, maybe by accident. And so you're not going to think a whole lot of them. They're not bright and shiny. They're not exciting. And more than likely, it's not anything that you want to put in your pocket and take home, right? So there are 8. I kind of call them pebbles, but to tape a number on them, they needed to be a little larger. So they're technically rocks. So this is my lesson tonight with these rocks. And I want to start with a story that I read that got me to thinking about what I'm talking about tonight. One night, a group of travelers were preparing to retire for the evening when suddenly they were surrounded by a great light. And they knew they were in the presence of a celestial being, like an angel. And with great anticipation, they awaited this heavenly message of great importance, something that was going to change their life. They knew the message must be especially for them. And finally, the voice spoke. Gather as many pebbles as you can and put them in your saddlebags. Travel one day's journey, and tomorrow night will find you glad and it will find you sad. And that was it. That's kind of a riddle. So after having departed, the nomads, the travelers, talked about how disappointing that was. That was quite a buildup for nothing. And they were a little angry. They'd expected this great revelation, this universal truth that would enable them to have health and wealth and purpose and life. But instead, they were given a simple, not requiring very much skill task. Pick up some pebbles. Made no sense to them at all. However, that visitor was pretty brilliant, pretty unique. Maybe there was something there that they should pay attention to. So they each picked up a few pebbles and just put it in their saddlebag. Even the whole time, like, this is just ridiculous. I don't even understand why they did this. Surely they could have had some better insight for us, this angelic being. But we'll just do it anyway. And they traveled for a day's journey. And the next night, they made camp. And then they opened their saddlebags. To their surprise, they discovered that every single pebble had turned into a diamond. They were glad they had diamonds. And they were sad because they didn't pick up very many pebbles. And so I thought about a spiritual lesson. What is a pebble? In here, all these rocks, are they worth anything? Not really much. I mean, Brother Steve had to pie a large dump load. These came from our driveway. But you can go out and find pebbles and little rocks everywhere. They're free. Their value is pretty much nothing. They're very small. They're very common. Again, lots of them. They're easy to overlook. I thought about putting these out before you came in to see who would notice. Maybe put them under a chair or something. They're not quite as obvious, especially if it was really a pebble, something small. If they get in your shoe, if they're in the wrong place, they're irritating. So that rock would hurt in your shoe. But I think about the spiritual lesson. We're going to learn a spiritual lesson. This is called Pebbles and Diamonds. How the pebbles, something of very low value, became a diamond, something that was very valuable, but only the ones that were picked up. Now, when you come to church, when you come to youth service, when you go to Sunday school, there are pebbles everywhere. I like to think of a pebble as a truth, a life lesson, a piece of advice, some encouragement, some direction. And this is presented through teaching in Sunday school, through the song service, through somebody's testimony. These pebbles are being dropped all over the worship service. Now, if we're not intentional, we're going to miss them. If we're not paying attention, we're not going to see them. We have to notice them, and we have to bend over. We got to put some action. Bend over and pick up that pebble, that small rock. How do we do that spiritually? Well, during the worship service, we might have to pay careful attention. My notebook that I take notes in for church, it says, be fully here, something like that. Be fully here. And I'll look at that when I open my notebook. Be fully present. That's what it is. Be fully present. It's to remind me that sometimes I'm not fully present. Sometimes I'm present in body and nothing else because I'm over here making my to-do list and figuring out supper and trying to figure out why, you know, what Steve meant when he told me to do such and such and what my kids are doing. Whoo, bring it in. I'm going to miss a lot of pebbles because I'm not paying attention. So pay attention. Remove distractions. Now, everybody has to have the Lord work with them where you're at. But my cell phone typically cannot be out during church. It's a distraction. So it needs to stay in my purse. That's just me. Maybe you follow along in your Bible on your phone. I don't know. But there might be distractions. It might be a person. There might be somebody you're like, you know, hey, I like you a lot, but we probably shouldn't sit together in church because we talk too much. Been there, done that. I've had my husband tell me to quit talking. I'm like, yikes. So, some other ways. It was a long time ago. We don't even sit together anymore. You can see him from the pulpit. Yeah. Quit talking to Whitney. I'm watching you. He might do that. Don't give him any ideas. You might write down what's being said. This is how to pick up a pebble. A seemingly worthless, low-value piece of information. Something's being presented. Doesn't seem like, at the time, Sister Sherry brings a lesson. Yeah. Brother Decker brings a message. Okay, don't really understand it. But pick it up. Retain it. How to retain it. Write it down. Follow along in your Bible. All these different ways that you can pick it up. Now, when you pick it up, like I said, might be something Sister Sherry brings. Brother Decker might be pulling the Revelation chart down. You're like, oh, I have so much trouble understanding. And my mind, you know, your mind just starts to want to go somewhere else. Intentionally pick up that pebble. Try to retain what's being said. All right? It might seem unimportant. Sometimes you might come to church and you're just wanting that light bulb moment. You're wanting this big blessing. I've been in this really dark trial and I just want to come and cry and raise my hand and be blessed. And nothing. Like the travelers who saw that brilliant light and didn't get this divine revelation of how to get health, wealth, and purpose. They were really disappointed. And sometimes we come to church and we think, I need this. And God's like, you got that. Okay, didn't really seem like it helped me too much. Pick it up. Pick up that pebble. All right? Picking it up is very simple. We all can do it. God has given us a way to somehow or another retain or pick up what's being taught in church, what's being given to us. We might be told how to pick up pebbles, like don't sleep. If you're asleep, you're not going to see them. Don't be talking excessively or texting excessively. I taught about when I taught the primary Sunday school class. I said, close your eyes, bow your head, and fold your hands. Just for the fun of it, I want you to close your eyes, bow your head, and fold your hands. I want you to do that for me, just real quick, just for the fun of it. Now, are you seeing what people around you are? I'm looking, so. Your eyes aren't closed, I see. Can you see your neighbor? Can you touch your neighbor when your hands are folded? No. Okay, you can open your eyes. What does that do? It's bringing your focus in. We're going to talk to the Lord. And especially when I taught 1 and 2-year-olds, those hands were doing all kinds of things, smacking their neighbors and get them folded. Come on, focus with me. That's a way to pick up pebbles. Focus on what we're doing. All right? Participation. How many times is Brother Steve up here and he'll say, I want participation, youth, young people. I want you to give me some feedback. I got questions. I want you to answer it. That's a way to pick up a pebble. Brother Steve asks a question. You answer it. It's retaining it. It's putting it in your bag. It's putting that pebble in your bag. All right? And then you trust. Well, my parents say I need to listen. My youth leaders say I need to pay attention. My pastor says I need to follow along my Bible. You trust, just like those wanderers trusted that divine angelic being. And we know that's just a fable. It's not a true story, but it's given us a life lesson. All right. So how do the pebbles become diamonds? We've talked about how we don't maybe understand. We're just picking it up because we know that's what we're supposed to do. We trust the people that have been put in our life. So last week at church, you picked up a pebble, all right? And you've carried it around for a few days in your backpack of life. You don't really know, doesn't seem valuable, but stick it in there. Today, God's going to turn that pebble into a diamond. I would like 8 volunteers to pick up a stone. Just pick it up and go back to your seat, please. Wherever you're at, pick up a stone. Make sure all eight picked up. Can you raise your hand so I can make sure? Are there any? Are there any left? Does anybody see any that are floating around? All right, so we're going to go forward. You have a number. When I call your number, I'd like you to bring your stone up here, and we're going to turn it into a diamond. All right? Oh, it's not a real diamond. I'm sorry.
We're not rich anymore.
I know. You'll laugh. The best thing I could find was these cute little shiny buttons in a button box that my mother gave me that's really special. So, but if you want to keep it, you're welcome to. All right, so person number one, you picked up a pebble at church and you've carried around. And now at school, you have a temptation to cheat on a test. Oh, I didn't have time to study and this is a really important grade. I need to get a good grade on this. And as you're tempted to cheat, come on up here, number one. You remember your pebble. All right, I want you to give me your pebble, and here's your diamond. I want you to read your diamond.
Proverbs 10 and 9, he who takes a crooked way will be discovered and punished.
Did you guys hear that?
No.
Let's do it again. I'm sorry.
Proverbs 10 and 9, he who takes a crooked way will be discovered and punished.
What? Be sure your, thank you, your sins will find you out. That's right. We were taught that. I heard that. I didn't really think much about it. That means I shouldn't cheat. And you turn your pebble into a diamond. Number two, call them up here. You're tempted to lie to your parents. And then you remember your pebble. And I need to give you your pebble. I'm sorry. Let's try.
Proverbs 12:22. Lying lips are extremely disgusting to the Lord, but those who deal faithfully are his delight.
That's in the Amplified. Lying lips are extremely disgusting to the Lord. There's 7 sins God hates, and one of them is a lying tongue. And so you remember that. Oh. And so you lay down that pebble, and it's now turned into a diamond. A very valuable truth that reminds you not to lie to your parents. Number three, come on up here. You are tempted to lose your temper. You have just had enough of this coworker, you've had enough, but then you remember your pebble that you picked up in Sunday school.
Amos 3:3, can two walk together except they be agreed?
Oh, that's number four. You got out of order. Let's try this again. She lost her temper, and she turned in her pebble for a diamond.
Proverbs 21:11, a foolish person loses his temper, but a wise person controls his anger.
Wow. You lose your temper, and the Bible says you're a fool. And so you remember that pebble you picked up, and God turns it into a diamond. Number four, come on up. You have been thinking about dating somebody that's not saved. And you're just, oh, she's really cute. And I don't know, maybe God will work it all out. And then you remember your pebble you picked up at church.
Amos 3:3, can't you walk together except they be agreed?
And you remember that Brother Decker said that doesn't mean they agree with each other. That means they both agree with the Lord. Can two people walk together unless you both agree with the Lord? And your pebble turns into a diamond. A valuable life truth that you are going to need. Number five, you have been spending too much time on your cell phone. Ah, and then you remember your pebble, and so you turn it in and it turns into a diamond that says...
Ephesians 5:16, redeeming the time because the days are evil.
All right, let me have your pebble. Redeem means buy up. The amplified version means make the very most of your time or buy up every opportunity. Why? But what was the rest of that scripture? What's evil?
The days.
That means there's things coming your way the devil wants to turn into evil. And we need to be aware of his every device, every trick of the devil. So we need to make good use of our time. And then number six, you've been listening to some music and you're, I don't know, maybe that music is a little bit concerning. And you think, and you take your pebble and it turns into...
Ephesians 5 and 10, try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord.
Oh, I wonder if that music is pleasing to the Lord. I want you to consider something. I did get permission to share this story. And it happened a long time ago, so I want you to know that. That's the disclaimer. But once upon a time, in the Strelicki household, some children took music lessons. And so Whitney would take piano lessons, and it was about a 25-minute drive. And so on the way to the piano lessons, I would say to Whit, let's listen to your music on the way there and my music on the way home. So that was our deal. I get to listen to hers, and she got to listen to mine. She'd turn hers on pretty soon. She'd be like, change the station, Mom. Why? What's wrong with that song, Whitney? Just change the station, Mom. I want you to consider listening to your music through your parents' ears. Oh, Brother Decker's ears. Yikes. The Lord's ears. Because guess what? The Lord's listening all the time. And so you thought about that scripture and you thought about maybe there was a lesson brought in young people's. Try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Well, country music, there's a lot of lying and cheating and stealing going on. So that's probably a concern. And so let's just think about looking at it with God's eyes. All right, so then number seven, come on up here. Your friends have been talking negatively about somebody. And you want to know, what? What? Did you hear? No, I didn't. What? And then you think about your pebble. And so it turns into a diamond that says...
Wait a minute. 2 Timothy 2:16, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness.
So you hear that another version of that verse is keep away from worthless and useless talk. It only leads people farther away from God. Oh, yeah, no, I better not listen. No, just never mind. Thank you anyway. Two times in the last couple of days, I started to share something and God's like, not important. Not a good idea. Vain babblings. Was it true? Yeah, it was true. And I thought I'd share it. And God's like, yeah, no. What was happening? I'm turning my pebble into a diamond. And thank the Lord I kept my mouth shut, because there's been some times I haven't. And I've had to make it right. And if you've never had that problem, I'm proud of you. All right, number eight. Ooh, yeah. You're tempted with pornography. Yikes. Now I want you to know that, young people, pornography is not just one form of media. It can be found in books and movies and videos and songs. So we're all have temptations with it, and I'll elaborate in a minute. And so here we're tempted with it, and then we get our scripture out. We remember a scripture that we heard in church.
Psalms 101:3. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes.
I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. Now, I want to say this. When I was younger, I read lots of books. Approximately 10 every 2 weeks. Because we were allowed 10 books every 2 weeks at the library, I would get 10 and I'd read them all. I'm not sure how I did anything else. But I am a speed reader because I do believe that when you start a paragraph, if it's boring, you go to the next one. You will get the gist of the story. That way you can read the same book more, over and over and over and learn new everything. Learn new things every time. Easy for me to say. Brother Steve reads every word. One time, a couple times we've tried to read like the same time. I'm like, that is not happening. Like, you know, a magazine or something. I don't care that the grass was three shades of green. I don't even care if that was grass. Just move on. But I would go to the library in my young naivety, and I would think the prettier the cover, the more romantic the cover, the better the story. I got burned. Burned. I got into some books very innocently that were trash. Trash. And to this day, some of those stories, thank God over time they fade, some of those storylines are still there. So sometimes we can get into pornography unintentionally. But what I want to ask you is, when that happens, if you're in the middle of a book, a video, a movie, a song, whatever it is, and something comes up that's considered pornographic, that puts the wrong feelings in your heart, what do you do? Well, I don't know about you, but if I'm halfway through a book, that is really hard to lay that down and not know how it ends. Do you say, oh, it won't bother me, just this time? Or do you turn that, let that pebble turn into a diamond and say, I will set no wicked thing. Is pornography a wicked thing, young people? Let's just say, is it wicked? We had a really good message on it last Wednesday night, didn't we? It's wicked and it's sneaky. It is sneaky. You think, oh, only if I go to the store and buy a Playboy magazine am I seeing pornography. And that might have been true when I was your age. But that is not true anymore. It's everywhere. But the Holy Spirit will be true to you, especially if you're picking up pebbles, if you're picking up small truths every time you come to the church service. The Holy Spirit will speak to you and say, you remember that scripture? Is this a wicked thing? The Amplified calls it a shameful thing. You might have had this experience. I remember walking down the hallway in high school, and obviously I was a skirt girl. I was a Christian, and I had somebody come up to me with a, I don't know what it was, Playboy, Playgirl, Play something, and just opened it up like this in front of my face and thought it was hilarious. Thankfully, it was a whole bunch of little pictures, and I really couldn't focus and figure out. It was so fast. I didn't set that in front of my face. I could not control that. And God had mercy on me. It's the things we set in front of our face. If I would have said, oh, let me see that, and took it from them and looked at it again, there's where our problem starts. All right? So once I became aware it was something wicked, shameful, vulgar, then that's when it turned into a diamond, because I thought, no, I want no part of this. Young people, there are diamonds for every temptation, every difficult situation, every trial. Are you depressed? Guess what? There's been some diamonds, some pebbles placed in your pathway God knew you were going to need. Pick them up. Pick them up. Put them in your backpack. Put them in your bag. You're going to be sick in the future? Yes. You probably are. And you're probably going to get discouraged if you're sick for days and it doesn't go away. Or maybe you miss a really important event or something you're looking forward to and it's depressing. God has a scripture. He's got an encouraging thought for you. Pick it up. It's going to turn into a diamond. When you need it, if you've got it, it will turn into a diamond. You don't know when you're going to need them. You don't even know how valuable they are. You don't know which ones you're going to need. Well, Sister Sherry put 8 rocks out. I probably only need number 1. I ain't never going to have a problem with that. Number 3. You don't know. So pick them all up. Everything you can. That's why we've got to be intentional. We've got to be paying attention. We've got to be listening. In God's time, they'll turn into a diamond. What do I mean by that? If you've ever been in a really hard place, or you had a big decision and you don't know how to handle it, and this is like God just brings something to your mind, it blesses you to no end. Thank you, God. Thank you. That's the direction I need. That's the encouragement I need. That's the warning that I need because I was about to misstep. That's a diamond. That is valuable. Can't even put a price on it. So what do we do when God, or we could do when a pebble becomes a diamond, we could say, you know what? I don't like that. I want to look at that. I want to tell that lie. I don't want to get in trouble and tell my parents the truth. And so we throw it. It's valuable. God gave it to us. It's valuable. But we say, you know what? I'll do it my way. I sure hope I can remember where I throw these. And I sure hope I don't hit somebody. We say, that's not important. We're throwing away diamonds. And we do not realize it. Young people, gather all the pebbles, all the spiritual truths that you can. And if you do, you're going to have a future filled with valuable diamonds. Don't be sad because you failed to gather pebbles, but be glad because you have an abundance of riches. I would like to close with Isaiah 45, verses 3 through 6, just parts of it. He promises, I'll give thee treasures. Hidden riches, so that you may know that I, the Lord, which calls you by name. Can you imagine God saying, Trey, Westcott, Bree, Lucas, I've called you by name. God is putting those pebbles, you say, that one right there, that's for Whitney. She's going to need that. Wait, and then he'll nudge you. Whitney, listen, right here. Oh, you're going to need that pebble. You're going to need that. I have called thee by thy name that thou may know from the rising of the sun and from the west there is none beside me. I am the Lord and there is none else. Young people, gather up those pebbles. Put them in your bag. You don't know what they're for. You don't know when you're going to need them, but God knows what you need. He's preparing you ahead of time. Comes to mind, I might share this. Pebbles, they come in different places and different ways. But one time, a long time ago, I want to say maybe 25 years ago-ish, I had a sister at church come up to me and she said, I am praying for you. God has really laid you on my heart. I have been praying for you. Like days or something, I don't know. I was like, okay, thank you. I wasn't going through any hard trials. Within a week, I entered the hardest trial up to that point of my life. This trial was very, very dark, and it actually made me even question what God was doing, because sometimes life don't make sense. And sometimes God lets bad things happen to good people. And we're raised that if you're good, you get rewarded. And if you're bad, you get what? Probably spanking. And then God lets bad things happen. And I'm not saying I'm perfect or I've never made mistakes. But I was doing my best to live for the Lord and something really, really hard and bad happened. And God was very quiet. Like, why, Lord? Why? I mean, I don't agree with this. It doesn't make sense. And I really think that you should have thought this through. I didn't say that. But, you know, our human nature sometimes gets a little carried away. And then God reminded me, you know, when you were at church last Sunday, I had a sister come and tell you that I have laid you on her heart. And she's been praying for you for days because I knew this trial was coming. And I knew how much it would shake your faith. And I had somebody praying ahead of time. I didn't know what that meant when she told me that, but I picked that pebble up. I'll pray for you. Pray for one another. And I put it in my bag. I tucked it away in my mind. And when God brought that to my remembrance, it was a diamond. It was a diamond. A valuable jewel. Now, young people, the devil comes to church. Did you know that? What? He comes to church, and I'm really glad we can't see him because I'd be scared half to death. But you know what he's trying to do? Just like Whitney, there's this pebble here. You know what the devil does? camouflages it. No, there's nothing here. Move along. Nothing here, nothing here. Ashton, talk to her real fast so she can't see this pebble. We don't want her to get this pebble. What? That's going to help her next week. There's a devil that's trying to prevent you from picking up pebbles, young people. I hope this little story of these wanderers picking up pebbles will stick with you. When you come to church, be aware. We don't know where they're at. That God's putting just the ones you need. And he's not going to put the one you need clear across the church. Sister Cucumber's not going to tell Brother Carrot a pebble that's for you. He's going to come and put it right close to you. He's going to help you. Don't be sad because you failed to gather the pebbles. Be glad because you have an abundance of riches. I'm going to turn it back over to our chairperson.